I think from the, this is not labeled on the tape, but it is on the outside, on the box. This is Mr. Weaver with Jim and Suzanne after lunch, the 19th, Sunday, the 19th of September, 71, Channel 1 over and Channel 2 right. This beginning of Channel 1 over. This is Channel 1 over and beginning of this visit with Mr. Weaver with Jim and Suzanne. This Sunday after lunch, 19th of September, 71.
Beating at time. Well, go ahead. You go ahead and eat.
We
just finished. But I didn't have a hamburger. That's what I was getting at.
Well, we could have brought you one.
Yeah, we had two left.
I had two left. I got two left there.
Because I ate one.
I had to cook them last night, you know, and they're not as good, you see. But I knew I wouldn't have time to fix them this morning.
Oh, you were eating at home?
Yeah.
Jim's the one
having
it.
Oh, you?
Yeah,
well,
we.
I know Jim
and him. He ate ham this morning, didn't you, Jim?
Yeah.
And you had a hamburger.
I had a hamburger.
Well, that's all. I think I didn't miss anything hardly.
Had bread with mustard plastered on both sides and hamburger in between.
And I'd forgotten that I'd used up all making salad night before last. That I used up all my fresh mayonnaise, and I didn't have that for most people like that. I don't care much about mayonnaise.
You gotta have something, haven't you?
I use a little mustard and pepper salt and stuff like that.
Oh, yes, yes.
You mean
can you make pepper? Excuse me.
You mean you fed these two?
No, they wouldn't eat anything on it. I think they're afraid that I had poison in it.
You know? Hi, Amber. What are you talking about?
They don't eat over here either.
When we went out this morning, I had the dog fixed and we cast over there in the woods.
Oh.
Where we turned the dogs loose.
You went out.
Didn't they tell you they come down and woke me up at 4 o'clock this morning?
Why, Mr. Weaver?
We had the dogs out all over around McIntosh and back in there. And when they came down here, they just went up and put the dogs out and they came on down here. Then we'd always been back over yonder around Billy Brown's place hunting. Two of the dogs got away from us, and we don't know where they run at. But just coming back in here, and then some other dogs went down in there, and we didn't get to hear them run. Just a little bit before they treated and caught it.
Treated and caught it?
Yeah. One of them, old Dan, you know that big dog guy in the front?
Yeah.
He had bloody streaks on him. I didn't think much about it, you know. But after we put the dogs out, I went back out there and I washed the blood off his face before something scratched him up there. I mean, it must have caught a cat, you know, or something. I don't think any dog bit him like that. They don't usually scratch that. It looked more like where a bobcat scratched him.
And a fox wouldn't do that.
Well, a fox usually grab, I guess, by the air, by the foot, about the only damage they do. And most of the time, they don't even bite the dog. And an old cat dog, I used to have one cat dog, but it would kill a cat before the other dog should run 10 steps. And that looks unreasonable, doesn't it?
I didn't think that'd be possible.
Well, I'd seen him catch one day, and I'd wondered why they didn't get to cut up like other people's dogs and killed any cat to come across. And I had a big red speckle dog about this high, and the way he'd do a cat, if he was the one who got to him, he'd make a move towards the cat, and the cat, they set up this way, and they reach out and grab the dog, and pull it down, and they bite it too.
Yeah.
And they try to keep it away from it. And this dog dodged sideways and grabbed him right in the chest and mashed him down, and he just went back that way, and his eyes bawled. And when he turned loose, that cat was dead, and you could hear the bones 10 steps a popping when that dog caught him. That's the way he has killed him, if he happened to be the one who caught it. Well, I had one big Walker dog.
Now, you called him your cat dog.
Well, it's all cat dog, but he is the best fighter, and he could kill a cat the quickest I ever seen any dog kill. Well, I had one called Spot.
Do you want him killed?
Yeah, well, we want to kill a lot of the cats, you know. They do a lot of damage, you know. They eat birds, they eat everything, and they're bad on fowls and all things like that. Foxes not. They eat more rats than anything else.
Well, you see, that's the reason I had to get rid of my geese, I think it was.
It's bobcats eating them.
Yeah.
Well, if these people around here had let you and you to come here and told me I could come down here and call every one of them.
Well, you see, I didn't know that then.
And they'll soon catch them, but see, I've got to ask everybody around the house properly. I won't turn my dog loose on people.
Don't you know, they killed one of them. Didn't kill him. The goose disappeared. Never saw a sign of it.
Well, you know how they do that?
And the gander was out here, and he was sore and crippled. And he
fought back and got loose. That's a gander will do that. Now, the way they do that, they grab, red fox will catch your chickens and everything, but a gray don't much. They're good to have around your farm. So that they grab a goose or by its neck and throw it up on the back.
Paper towel.
And it hangs over. And they catch on over. They'll catch it in its mouth this way and sling it back up that way, and it hangs over its head.
That's what they said.
And if it isn't large. Now, one of these largest types of ducks over here at McIntosh, last year went in a yard and climbed a 6-foot fence and picked up one of those largest drakes that the man had and took it off and way down there in the woods and buried it, and he had stuff piled up that high all around it, and they came and got me, and I set some traps there. But he knew to not go in over those traps, and he made another place and went in there and picked it up with about 5 or 6 traps around that goose and carried it off somewhere else, and we never could find it that time. But we tracked it away from feathers to found it that place.
Well, I never heard of that, Mr.
You asked Dr. Henry so well. He was the one that had it, and he got me to go down there and look. But it's right down the edge of McIntosh, right there on the highway, and I couldn't turn my dog loose to run it, you see.
No.
I told him, I said, I'm afraid I'll get him killed here. And right down the edge of town, see, I lose too much when I lose one of those, you see. Costs too much to raise them now. Feedstuffs are hot.
Yeah, and you lose sleep over it, too.
Yeah, I reckon I do. Sometimes I can hear them running after they're dead.
Yeah.
That looks funny, doesn't it? You want to get this? Let me get that for you.
I don't think Jim told me what all you two were up to while I was gone.
Hey, Jim?
Yeah.
Well, my goodness, now you don't think we're going to tell you, do you? Come back here and take charge of something. They didn't say in the letter that they had something, so I just waited.